All right, man, not messing, man. Let's get back to the fun stuff.
Yay.
Sticks in the brain.
They keep up and then sure it's easy to slide it down, you know?
Join us on this bushcraft adventure into history, building an Irish Celtic roundhouse from the Iron Age and medieval times. Every Friday, a new episode, until the roof is finally finished. Uploaded at noon Eastern Time US and 5 p.m. UK. Enjoy!
Okay.
These salts were harvested from the bog, seen in episode 11, and form just an underlayer on our roof. Therefore, they don't have to shed any water. The orientation in which they are laid is not so important, as long as there are not too many gaps in between. And they lay relatively even over the roof. They should fulfill their function, on which later more. After pushing our pony conveyance through rough terrain in the previous episode, we seen our carp stranded with a broken wheel on the 8 km journey to the roundhouse, bringing the Skrulls to their destiny.
We need pit stop, man. It's gonna fall apart any second.
Actually, now it is. I don't think we can even go into the field.
Yeah, it's any minute now.
Or I'm just gonna put it right here.
Yeah. You think he's gonna cut it?
After quite the search through old farmer sheds and online, we found a second-hand wheel of roughly the right dimensions. We had loved to dive into the craftsmanship of wooden wheel making, but this craft shouldn't be underestimated, and it could extend this project with another few weeks. Time we didn't have, and would also challenge your patience.
Okay, moment of truth, Alan. You think it's gonna fit?
Mm-hmm.
You do, yeah? A medieval centimeter. So the other one is smaller.
Do you have a medieval measuring tape in the car?
The car is not medieval, man. You're not supposed to say that.
Medieval hammer measuring.
All right. Will we make it home?
It's more solid than ever before, Dylan. Oh, jeez. You got it. get any lighter?
What?
Did you get any lighter?
I don't think so. Toys?
Job this side.
Yay! He was very slow coming over.
The fella that we were talking to there, he had a story, right? What they used to do here, the guys here, right? They would load up their donkey cart with clay, right? And the next day, the next morning, they would leave early, drive the donkey cart to Loughrea, the town where they wanted clay, right? And then dump the clay, fill it up with topsoil because in the town they were digging away the topsoil. Put the topsoil back in because they could use the topsoil here for the fields and the gardens. And then one day, one trip to town.
Really? Yeah. One day, he said.
Yeah. So you come back in the evening. It's crazy.
The times have changed, folks. The times have changed.
For the coming weeks, I'll be camping out here in my hammock until the roundhouse roof is finished. Great opportunity to test out our new oilskin tarp from Bushcraft Spain. From historical documentation, we know that sods were used as a roofing underlayer or even singular roofing material since at least the medieval period, but likely earlier as well. They were used on many types of dwellings, farm buildings and also bully houses. We came across one of such bully houses during our dollar store survival challenge a few years ago on the Smooth Gefixt. A bully house was just a simple hut to stay in when livestock was grazing the higher mountain pastures during the summer months. Such house could very well have been covered with sods, as this photo from the late 1800s shows. Going back to the medieval period, these houses would have been similar but round instead. The following reference, translated from Irish, mentions the use of sods on bully houses.
I should prefer a small round summer house, a hole in its salt roof, and I mind in the calves.
The hole in its roof that was mentioned is likely a smoke hole for the inside fire.
You know?
Historical references mention that in general the scraws were not fastened to the roof timbers. Their weight and length should be sufficient to keep them in place. But to be sure, we just put a few hazel spars in, which anchor just behind the horizontals of the roof frame and prevent the sods from sliding down.
We bottomed out on that one. There's a big difference in a relative short time.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Nice and dark in there.
Yeah, I'm happy there's still some light here, but
not for long. It's gonna be, we're gonna have to get LED lights for the camera setup.
Nah, blazing fire. Most historical references on scraw relate to their use on roofs of square buildings, where the scraw rolls were generally carried on top of the roof and then rolled down, reaching all the way to the bottom of the roof with a single roll. Our roundhouse roof is however conical, making the scraw laying a little more difficult. We were close to being finished already when we found the, for us, most effective way. Scraws were laid on the roof. It was time to light the first fire inside the darkened roundhouse. Oh no, it's damn at time first. But whoa, ho, before you skip away, please keep watching. It's only about 1 minute and will be of great support to this project, which took a tremendous amount of time and also expense, donkey carts and the likes. With the video learning platform Wondrium, you can learn about anything really. History, survival knowledge, and any topic you can think of. Wondrium used to be called the Great Courses Plus. But besides in-depth courses by skilled professors, Wondrium now also offers series, documentaries, and all kinds of video formats to make you smarter. Like Netflix, but then it also makes you smart. Many, many topics. There's a great course on the fundamentals of going outdoors.
I'll teach you how to set up a camp and properly plan a hike so you can stay comfortable in the day and sleep well at night. We'll cover outdoor cooking. You'll learn basic wilderness medicine. I'll teach you what to do if you're lost.
Luke, haven't we seen this before? Smooth fixed. You know, you can just take a trial for free and then you can see for yourself. Is it something for you? Maybe it's not. Maybe it is. Please visit wondrium.com/smoothfixed or click the link in the description below and start your free trial today. And thereby you also support our channel.
Well, first fire hour. With
this,
the roof on.
This something.
Nice and smoky. Ah, a wet reed.
Yeah, but we still left a hole there. And a few holes. Have some light in the meantime.
We get more. Yeah, there's definitely a smoke barrier.
for me, mate.
Yeah, but how much smoke are you thick?
Look.
Yeah, but still, it's above our head.
Yeah, so if you're sitting down here, you're golden, man. There's no stress.
Yeah, but we're far from...
sealed up yet.
Yes.
Man, it's thrilling.
We over-exaggerated the smoke a little bit.
Uh-huh.
People be worried now. You guys gonna die there. Well, we put on a bunch of wet reed. So.
Yeah, it was all the leftover bits and pieces from the shed thatching. Yeah, it's proper primitive now, isn't it?
Yeah.
But we keep it like this, Dylan.
I think you nearly could, but maybe you'd want a little thicker. Like, the idea, I guess, is that it starts to grow again by itself and then sort of like a living roof.
Yeah.
But it's so heavy. It's so heavy and it's wet, so you're gonna
probably get damp inside. Yeah.
You get drips, and sure, it'll rot your roof frame in no time.
Yeah, putting up the straw in the end, you know, with them being a little lighter, it didn't go too. It wasn't too hard. I mean, you make some pace. You do a lot of square meters quickly.
Yeah, we had a lot of patches.
Uh-huh.
And I guess it's a good thing we used them, you know. But you get a lot of joints, you know, the smaller your pieces, the more joints.
Uh-huh. And in the end, laying them horizontally was neater and tidier. Only if you're doing the top part, it's very hard to roll horizontally, I guess.
Halfway horizontal and then
strips and the top bit.
The next time, no.
But what we did have more than enough straw. So we have nine rolls left.
Yeah, that's
so
nice.
So you guys think of another project to use the scraw for. Nine big rolls.
So how long is a roll? 3 meters. Let's say 3 meters and they're half a meter wide. Nine of those. It make a nice sort of outhouse.
Uh-huh.
But it'd be nice if we have that round too, I think.
Uh-huh.
Next step is bunch of reed.
Bring in the reed.
We have to get it here and then attach it. And then we can make a real fire.
Uh-huh. Yeah, the smoke sievert is still under experimental phase,
mm-hmm.
You know?
Beta.
Yeah, we'll have to cover it, because otherwise the weight goes up by the
millimeter of rain on it.
Uh-huh.
Very bad day for us.
Yes, like 30 millimeters.
In 12 hours, that's pretty rough.
Gonna get some tarps.
It'll look like a hobo hut again. Yeah, with the blue building tarp, like.
Yeah.
Big thanks to Wondrium for sponsoring this Roundhouse episode. Genuinely a great learning medium. Please check out what they have to offer with their free trial. On the next episode, the reasons for using scraw on the roof are going to be clear with applying the other important material on the multi-layered roof. Thanks a lot for watching. And consider supporting this project by becoming a Patreon.